Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me, Bobby Bascom, at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
Today, 38 years after the massive demonstrations of the first Earth Day, things have never been as bad for the environment. World population has ballooned from less than 3 billion to over 6 billion, and it's still rising, along with greenhouse gas levels that are on course to ignite climate catastrophe. Species continue to disappear, and just recently we heard about some salmon of the Pacific Northwest apparently going the way of the buffalo, passenger pigeon, and dodo. If that's not enough bad news, government researchers are now telling us that a chemical widely used in plastic water and baby bottles called bisphenol A might be harmful to children's brains and reproductive organs. Whew. And as the environment gets poorer, so do people. Some folks made a lot of money in the tech and real estate booms, but as each bubble has popped, as a whole, we've slipped further behind. Today's credit crunch, the weak American dollar, and soaring gas prices show the tightening that's been going on. I only have to look at my own life to get a handle. Just before Earth Day 1970, I was earning my way through college as a junior fill-in radio engineer for CBS. That summer job paid $500 a week with overtime. 10 weeks' pay covered half of my college tuition, plus a summer apartment and upkeep for a car and a motorcycle. Full-time would have been $25,000 a year. These days, there's almost no way a college kid is going to pay for half of private college tuition by working a 10-week job. In fact, he's likely to move back home after graduation. So what happened? Well, today, my summer job pay, adjusted for inflation, comes to an annual salary of $180,000. That's more than the salary of a United States senator. So the middle class has been getting poorer, even as the rich are getting richer. And what does this have to do with the environment? When people are poor, there is no time for sustainability. There is no money to update or replace energy-hogging homes and cars when credit cards are maxed out. And there's no time to cook a meal of locally grown food when all the adults in a household have to work every day just to afford a fast food drive-through. So it's clear that when our economy is down, so is our environment. And when our environment is down, so is our economy. Dirty air, dirty water, congestion, disease, and disability, not to mention the stronger storms and floods and droughts of climate disruption, are all costing billions, if not trillions, to address. The lesson of ecology is that everything is connected. So it's up to us to connect those dots, to act as a community that can share and work together to find simple solutions rather than maximize individual advantage. This Earth Day should remind us all that we have the responsibility to turn around our environmental and economic decline. But at this crucial moment, we won't succeed without strong and visionary leadership. And as this is a democracy, those choices are up to us. In honor of Earth Day, we leave you this week with some voices from the western part of our country.
Self, I recycle. I take the cans and I put them in separate bags, and, you know, that's as much as I feel like I can do.
Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern asked people from California to Arizona to Missouri what they're doing to care for their patch of America.
Well, we try and grow our own, some of our own food, and raise some of our food with some chickens, and we raise some beef and a nice vegetable garden.
At home, I use a portable heater to heat only one room, and, you know, a bedroom, and other than that, that we don't use a heater.
Well, it's easier to say than do. We have our air conditioning set at 80 in the summer. We have our heat set at 65 in the winter. And our kids, when they come, say, oh, it's so cold in here in the winter. And I say, put on a sweater. Every day is Earth Day.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobette, Helen Palmer, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Jennifer Basler and Sarah Calkins. Our interns are Annie Gia and Margaret Rossano. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Steve Kerwood. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, and Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World, for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.